Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Okay, this is our Saturday mentoring with Sean Castrina. You don't even have to pay for these. These lessons are worth a fortune. A fortune. I absolutely think they're worth $1,000 per lesson. Why? Because somebody who's been there is taking you through what I go through and what advice I would give you. And again, this is like we're just sitting down, we're having coffee, we're just talking. Just talking, me to you. If you were one of my interns at my company, okay? God, I can't even believe I have interns. But, you know, if you were one within our organization, if you were one of my partners, you know, how would I help you? Okay, this is it. That's what you get in this one. What we're talking about today is how life really is. I do believe social media gives us just a complete fake view of how life really is and how business is. Like, business is hard. I just recently did a podcast about how I handle stress. Okay, it's extremely stressful owning a business. I mean, it's got some great upsides in it. I mean, I like that I make a nice living. I'm allowed to give money away generously. Able to give generously. I have an incredible schedule. And I'll admit, 80% of what I do is only what I like to do. But I still have 20% of crap that I have to step in. All right, so how life really is, because I think sometimes you need a reality check here. Okay? So I'm going to take you through six things. Number one, everything big is harder than you think. Everything is harder than you think. Everything that I've ever achieved was harder than I thought. When I look back, I'm like, if I would have known how hard it was going to be, I might have quit. I've always said one thing I don't ever want to have the power to do is see the future. Because I probably would have quit everything. I don't want to know. Things are harder than I thought. All through life, everything was harder than I thought. But guess what I know? I'm tougher than I thought. See, life is harder than I thought. Being a successful business owner is harder than I thought. Starting a business is harder than I thought. But guess what? I'm tougher than I thought. I'm more resilient than I thought. Okay? So it's harder than you think. Number two is there's no get rich quick. There is no get rich easy. Let me say that again. If I get another DM, and I'll get one every 4 hours, about getting rich quick. Oh, what can I do with $10 to turn into a million? I would consider praying over it, because unless it's one of these experiences where Jesus turns the 5 loaves, you know, into enough to feed, you know, the 5,000, and then the 7 loaves, you know, 7 loaves. What is it, the 5 fish or the 7 loaves? It's one of those two things, but obviously he turned it into thousands. My point is, other than that, I have no idea what to tell you. Because I've made money easier than I thought, but it was still the result of a compound effect. Example, a real estate deal came my way, but it's because I had been within the real estate, you know, ecosystem for 10 years. And so I knew what a deal looked like. Or one of my service companies was working on a house and it was an elderly person and they just wanted to sell it direct and didn't want to fix it up. In other words, it was easier for me, but I still put 10 years in of the compound effect to be able to know what a good deal looked like. It was easier for me because I had the certain resources and or the companies that could make this deal work faster. But there's no get rich quick. I've never taken $10,000, bought a stock today, and then on Friday it was worth $50,000. I'm sorry, I haven't. I can tell you what I have done. I took the $35 that I made my very first paycheck out of college, and I still have it. And on average, it doubles every 7 years. So that portfolio is a 7-figure portfolio. And I don't ever plan on retiring. I'm young, but that's it. I can tell you that when the when the market collapsed in 2008, I didn't have to sell anything, and I just kept buying and buying. And so when the market was below 8,000, now it's at 30, I did okay. And during the coronavirus, when it dropped to 18,000, I just kept buying and buying. It was at like 28 and it dropped to 18. Kept buying. What I'm telling you is there's no get rich quick. There's no get rich easy. Get rich as fast as you can based on your skill and talent level and work your tail off. But it's not quick. It's not easy. Next, your skills and expertise is rewarded. You've got to be talented at something. I am sorry. You got to be good at something. I've paid more money to people under the age of 25. I mean, big money. I've paid people under the age of 25 more than any attorney I've ever paid in my life. More than any high-paid CPA that I've ever paid in my entire life. Why? They had a skill and an expertise that I did not have. That was rare to find, and I rewarded it. So you got to have a skill and expertise. I have some skills. I always joke, it's like the Taken movie. I have a very unique set of skills. Within my business, I have the ability to take something from idea to complete execution to completion. I don't just execute. I take it to completion. Okay, that's one of my skills. I'm very good at marketing. Traditional, but I'm good at creating the brand and the image that you want. And okay, I'm good at that. I'm good at putting all the pieces together. I have an expertise. But so I tell you that skills and expertise is rewarded. So you got to develop something. You got to invest in yourself. You got to be good at something. I can also tell you the counter to that. Number four, no talent, no expertise. It is punished. Minimum wage was never developed. It was not designed for adults. Okay, it was designed for, McDonald's workers, entry-level positions. The goal was is you would advance. You were never designed to stay in a minimum wage indefinitely. I say that because of the $15 an hour thing, and don't even get me started on that. I didn't even know what the minimum wage was because I've never paid it. And I didn't make it since I was in high school. Next. Your brand, your personal brand and or reputation will follow you and you will get paid accordingly. And you will get paid accordingly. So build a reputation, a personal brand for something that is you can monetize. Man, if you hire so-and-so, this is what you get. This is what you get. You know what it is. And then I shared this with you and I did in the beginning. The bonus part is, you have friends for a season and a lifetime. So just there are times when you have to move on. You got to move on. Doesn't mean you never talk to that person again, but there's times you got to move. You got to leave the pack because you need to get a different view of things. Sometimes your friends don't want to grow at the level you want to grow at. So that's how life really is. That's what really, so every, for the five dear friends I have now, there's probably 10 I had to, walk away from. So, our mentoring lesson today, how life really is. Life is harder than you think. Business is harder than you think. Success is harder than you think. It's hard. It's achievable. And guess what? I'm glad it's kind of hard because I don't think everybody should just, I like the fact that, I'm in the 1%. I'm good with that. There's no get rich quick or get rich easy, okay? I haven't found it. Number three is skills and expertise is rewarded. Four, no talent, no expertise, it is punished. Five, your brand and or reputation will follow you and you will get paid accordingly for it. Six, you have friends for a season and some for a lifetime. You're going to outgrow some of your friends. You're just going to have to love them from afar. Hey, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is our Saturday Mentoring Edition. I love these. There's a specific reason why I do the podcast the way I do. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I try to give you in 7 days A lot. I try to give you a buffet. Like, if I was an entrepreneur starting out, I just reverse engineered what has helped me. So what do? I give you teaching lessons. Personal. This is where I granularly take you through a subject within business. Then I interview founders. And what I try to get out of them, I try to get their one piece of advice, what they wish they would have known when they got started, and how they became an entrepreneur. I do that to encourage you and to equip you. Sometimes when I'm interviewing guests, I want them to teach you something because they have an expertise that I don't have. Okay? Then what I try to do on Thursdays, if we get enough of them, I try to do Ask Sean. It's where you ask me questions on Thursdays, I answer them. I figure if somebody has them, other people have them, and I share that. Then on Friday, what I try to do on Fridays, assuming something happens, and 99% of the time it does, 90%, I share my week in review. And I share with you the good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. Because it ain't all sunshine. Okay? It ain't all sunshine. But I take you through that. And then on Saturdays, we do the mentoring edition. Sundays, we do a bonus. Kind of a recap of something, you know, that we did early on, because not everybody catches them all. And that is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. And that is why top 50 in over 50 countries. Number 16 in the United States this week. Just constantly growing, and I'm humbled by that. We're designed, you know, this podcast is designed to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs, and we're going to keep doing that. And we thank you for listening. The podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more customers, you need more sales, you need more traffic. Reach out. They've been incredible with my companies. We will talk again soon.